Well, good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining me as we continue to read through Scripture together. We're reading through 1 Corinthians, and we are all the way to 1 Corinthians 13 today. Now, if you recall back in 12, Paul talked about the gifts that God had given the church, but his emphasis was that we all have different gifts and many gifts, but we need to remember that we're all one body, united in Christ. And so today, as we dive into chapter 13, he's now going to talk about the greatest gift. So let's learn about that here now. Hear now the word of God. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Amen. Well, praise God for his word here in chapter 13, the great love chapter of the Bible. I pray that you'll meditate on what love truly is and what it isn't, and be encouraged and put that into practice in your life today. God bless you. Join me next time as we read through 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Take care.